Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and picks off Burleson. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. May reaches second base with a double. There goes Torres trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Allinson, who tags Torres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Hobson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morrison moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Wortham covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lemon scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson hits a pop-up towards short. Chappa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 3 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Squires moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Garr scores. Squires moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Morrison now playing second base. Ed Farmer now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.